Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's basketball team, Lance Rongstead, averaging over 20 points now for the last couple of weeks. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Where did this offensive scoring come from?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Coach Boshi came to me one day and kind of wanted me to be a little more aggressive in the offense, and kind of felt like it was taking me a while to get used to what we were doing under him compared to the last few years with Bowen. And I guess kind of feel like I'm starting to get a good feel for it. Definitely find myself being more aggressive and attacking and getting to the line and fortunately putting points up on the board.
Did you know that the 1,000-point plateau was coming as fast as it did?
I did know, but I didn't expect to get it as soon as I did. Going into, I think it was the Wayne game or something, I needed like 60 points or something like that, 70 points, and then I ended up scoring quite a few of the games leading up to Winona where I was able to get it.
Would you rather get that at home?
You know, I don't think so. I think I really, if I could have chose anywhere to get it, it would have been Winona.
Just because it's so close to home?
It's close to home. I don't like them very much. You know, get a lot of friends to go to those games, and I don't know, we've played pretty well against Winona over my time here, and it definitely would have been nice to get a win down there also, but can't complain, I guess.
How much of a defensive mismatch are you? If they're putting a guard on you, you go post them up. If they put somebody big on you, you go out and you hit the three. How big of a problem do you cause for teams?
Well, I'd like to think a lot. As long as I'm being productive from the outside, especially with kids like Zach Nareen and Mason Walters, that when I do post up down low and you put them on the three-point line, the big guys that would typically help off have to respect them as shooters. They're both shooting a very high percentage from three. So it definitely opens up the middle of the floor for me when I do get it down low. And this year I've been able to shoot well from outside too. So definitely I've been causing a few matchup issues.
You got Moorhead and Northern this week. You just played them a couple of weeks ago. Road trip that didn't go very well for you guys. Close game in Northern. You got blown out then against Moorhead. You got Moorhead on Friday night. So maybe good you get them right away and prepare for them and think about them and get mad about them for the whole week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We definitely going to have to come in and just play well this weekend. We were down in Northern, we fought tooth and nail for what we did in that game and ended up losing by a couple and then kind of ran out of gas when it came to the Moorhead game. Hopefully be energized at home and not have the issue of being tired on a second night on the road like you get sometimes. But I don't think it really matters to us which one we get first. We just know that I would definitely need to get them both this weekend at home.
Do you guys feel they're both winnable games?
We do. We just went down and lost by three to supposedly the number one team in the conference. We felt we should have beat Northern on the road when we played them there. So we definitely feel confident going into this weekend. And feel like we match up well with both teams.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.